USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's December jobs report beats expectations. It shows the U.S. added 312,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 3.9%. The employment gains well above the 180,000 new jobs most economists were expecting.
What we've completely focused on is keeping the president's promise to build a wall.
Vice President Mike Pence there discussing the White House insistence on wall funding before it will vote on a funding measure to end the partial government shutdown. The president inviting congressional leaders to attend another discussion of the matter today. The shutdown is now 2 weeks old, and there are 800,000 government workers furloughed or working without pay. The Dow opens over 300 points higher after that strong jobs report I mentioned. And this is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A highway inferno in Florida yesterday as seven people were killed in the crash on Interstate 75 involving two semi-trucks and two passenger vehicles and a spill of about 50 gallons of diesel fuel. A Florida Highway Patrol lieutenant says it's too soon to know what started the accident.
We're early in the investigation. We got a lot of vehicles up there, so we're trying to figure that out.
Besides the seven killed, several other people were critically injured. Police in Las Vegas concluding their release of records and videos related to the October 1st, 2017 mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The department yesterday releasing the 34th batch of evidence since May and saying it would be the final release. The records stem from video clips from over 1,000 officer body cameras, more than 1,000 audio clips of 911 calls, and about 2,000 pages of officer reports and witness statements. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The new U.S. House of Representatives sworn in yesterday, and it's history-making, as it's the most diverse U.S. House ever. USA Radio's Wendy King has a closer look.
For the first time, more than 100 female House members were sworn in, including the first two Native American women and the first two Muslim women. Congress has overturned a two-century ban on hats so that Minnesota's Ilhan Omar could wear her hijab on the House floor. Pelosi has sent a letter to President Trump inviting him to deliver the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on January 29th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Pope Francis is calling for American bishops to change their mindsets and to aggressively go after any priests who would abuse children. Francis telling them in an 8-page letter that the scandals have shaken the faith of the church's credibility. He says the church cannot deny or conceal such sins and crimes any longer. And the number of Hollywood hits being directed by women has hit a 20-year low. The annual study of the film industry known as the Celluloid Ceiling finds only 8% of Hollywood's top films in 2018 were directed by women. That's 8%, down from 11% in 2017. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.